Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, it's just, by the way, it's just going to be you and me this, looks like this half hour. And the original plan, which is still our plan, is to talk about web-based resources, web-based tools, things in the cloud. And you might be, you know, some of you are using, all of you are using the cloud. Whether you know it or not, you're using the cloud. If you have a Facebook page, if you're using Facebook at all, you're in the cloud. If you've ever tweeted anything, you're in the cloud. If you've ever bought anything on eBay or sold anything on eBay, you've been in the cloud. If you, the list goes on and on and on. The cloud is the virtual marketplace. The cloud is the processing power that is off-site. It is not on your desktop. It doesn't reside on your hard drive. It resides in the cloud, but it's made up in the cloud by the people who create those resources and make them available to you, whether it be eBay or Facebook or Twitter or any of the companies that provide you with security on your digital security or backup or whatever it might be. That's all cloud-based resources. And the or online, the online is acceptable. Online tools, web-based tools is another way of saying the cloud. And so the thing is, you're already using the cloud in a lot of ways, and the first time you used it, you didn't even know you were doing it. You didn't even realize you were in the cloud. And some of you, if you've been around as long as I have, will remember that we call them 10 years ago, 12, 14 years ago, we call them ASPs, Application Service Providers, because it was power, it was capability that you didn't have to install on your desktop. You could buy it. You didn't have to buy a $100 program or a $500 program and install it on your desktop. That's called people who have that kind of business. They call their customers the installed base. But if you're operating in the crowd, it's a service as a software, which is cloud based. And so more and more companies, more and more of the people you do business with, even if you've been doing business with them as an installed customer, more and more of them are converting over to the cloud. They're converting over to cloud-based services. They're converting over. And so you need to be prepared for that. You need to be prepared from a standpoint of the services that you're already using. But you also should be looking at the cloud to find new opportunities, to find efficiencies, new opportunities to operate your business faster, less expensively, with less people, to collaborate with people in different places. The cloud is, and you know, there are a lot of things that we can talk about where there are the deficiencies in the cloud and things that concern me about the cloud. But basically, the advantages are much greater, especially for small businesses, because the cloud capability, web-based resources, give you access to power that in the past was only available to big companies. And not only is it available to you in period, but it's available to you in forms. And in forms that are scaled for your size, and make it easy for you to access them, low barrier to the adoption entry, and also are priced for a small business's diminutive budget. Maybe even free. That's right. Do you have Outlook? If you have Outlook, you know, if you use the Microsoft email client, you know, that's a cloud-based. All that capability that comes with Outlook is cloud-based, and it's free, right? You don't pay to have Outlook. And so these are things that anywhere from free to not very much cost. And whereas at one point in time, when you were an install customer, you had to capitalize. You had to write a check for $300 or $500 or $1,000. I've spent a lot of money on software in years past. You had to capitalize that. Now, with cloud-based capability, you don't capitalize it at all. If you pay for it, it's $39 a year, or it's $12 a month, or it's $25 per user, or whatever. But it's an expense. It's a something capability that you buy by the month or buy by the year, and then you expense it. And so it's you build it into your budget. And its capability, but the other thing that it's doing, all these resources, is not only making you quicker and faster and more powerful, it's giving you options, it's giving you business structural options with regard to people that you didn't have before. You have the ability now to look at solutions in front of you. One of them involves two people, two new employees, and no technology. The other one involves maybe some cloud-based capability and one and a half people, or maybe just one new person. This capability, the capability that it gives you, the power it gives you, the flexibility it provides you, gives you the option of maybe, you know, making a different kind of a decision with regard to people, with regard to infrastructure. You know, if you hire a person, you have to have a seat for them. You have to have a place for them to work. You have to have a computer for them. You have to, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So technology, specifically cloud-based, web-based tools, please look into these things. And in your industry, there are people designing tools specifically for people in your industry. You'll find them hanging around your trade group if they haven't already found you. So think about it, folks. Embrace the cloud. Embrace web-based tools. It'll make you more efficient, more profitable, and more successful. 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.